We interrupt your regularly scheduled program to bring you this special news update. An unexpected twist in the ongoing war on terrorism. A werewolf, or some person impersonating a werewolf, has taken hostage an audience of opera-going seniors at Veterans Memorial Auditorium. We take you now to our own VMA correspondent, Eunice Bell, live at the scene.
Thanks, Janice. Well, I don't really know quite how to describe what's going on here. We were just returning from intermission when a masked or perhaps furry man took the stage. I've been hiding behind a row of chairs here, so I don't really know what's going on, but I'm guessing it's some type of terrorist attack. As you can hear, the crowd is quite agitated. I'm going to hold my mic up right now, Well, you can see what that's like. Wait. He seems to be making some kind of a statement. I'll put the mic up again and, you can hear it for yourself.
All right, humans, listen up. These are my demands. One, I want you people to start cleaning up a little. This planet is a total mess, and I, for one, am sick of it. I mean, you don't have to live out there in the woods. Us werewolves do. We don't make the candy wrappers. Two, no more of these giant SUV supercars anymore. They're a menace. I can't even cross the street anymore without risking my immortal soul. And
don't you dare touch me! Stand back!
Third, is it really so much to ask to try to get some decent education and health care for our kids? I mean, they are the future, after all.
They've shot him. They've shot him. They've shot him.
Eunice Bell, live from Veterans Memorial Auditorium. We'll be catching up with her later. And now, for some news from the world of sport.
Thank you, Janice. Surprising news in the world of cricket today, as a gang of zombified corpses took the field midway through the championship match between Worcestershire and Dullingsworth in Kent. Although 22 of the players were killed, play still continued, leading to a 151-120...